Hare Krishna, I welcome all the devotees to the Bhakta Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Gaura Nataraj Prabhu to enlighten us on topic Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 22.130 verse onwards. Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Thank you so much for joining and giving your valuable association, Prabhu. Thank you. Hare Krishna, please take over the call.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam to all devotees present. thank you very much once again to Preeti Vilasini Mataji for giving an opportunity to serve the Vaishnavas by speaking something about the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So today we are speaking about Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 22 and shloka number 130. We'll first chant the prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Navaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrashabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, today's verse is about how one should worship the lotus feet of the deity. Shraddha visheshatah pritihi Shri Murte Rangri Sevani. Shraddha, faith, visheshatah, particularly, pritihi, love, Shri Murtehe, of the deity form of the Lord. Angri Sevani, in service of the lotus feet. With love and full faith, one should worship the lotus feet of the deity. This verse and the following two verses are found in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So, the first is that this verse and the following two verses are very given in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it states. So let's go through the other two verses as well. Srimad Bhagavata Thanam Aswado Rasikai Saha Sajatiya Yashase Snigde Sado Sangha Swato Vare. One should taste the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of pure devotees. And one should associate with the devotees who are more advanced than oneself and who are endowed with a particular type of affection for the Lord. Nama Sankirtanam Sriman Mathura Mandale Sthitaha. One should congregationally chant the holy name of the Lord and reside in the Vrindavana. Okay. Now we will try to understand what does this mean and how do we develop, how do we actually achieve this. So now first point here is Shraddha Visheshataha Pritihi. With love and full faith, one should worship the lotus feet of the deity. So what is that faith? So what is this faith? With full faith, with love and full faith, one should worship the lotus feet of the deity. So, with love and full faith, one should worship the lotus feet of the deity. So, first quality, with love, Preeti. Now, what is love here? Preeti means. Preeti means, when there is love, there is no expectation of return. Love means we just do it. We just love out of affection. So one should develop affection. So the only way one can develop affection for the Lord is when one obtains that affection for the Lord from a devotee. Being born in India or being born in Hindu community, we all go to temple and we look at the deity of the Lord. But how many of us would have looked at the deity with love before we come to ISKCON? Maybe we had some affection, some interest. At least when the aarti is going on. Mostly we are ritualists. Just because everybody is going there. It's not that everybody is like that. There are Sri Vaishnavas, other devotees who are in the parampara. So until and unless we are connected to some sampradaya, or until and unless we are connected to somebody, or we have performed some bhakti in the past life, that love component does not come. In fact, if we do not maintain that loving attitude, if that loving attitude is not cultivated, if that loving attitude is not cultivated further, then whatever love we have developed, if we commit offenses, even that will die off. So even when we come to ISKCON, we have seen some people become very nice devotees and some people remain there and some people even go backward. That is because when we come to ISKCON or when we come in contact with devotee, we get the seed of bhakti. Now that seed of bhakti needs manure. It's planted in the heart. Now how strongly it is planted in the heart depends on how soft your heart is. For example, in our previous or before coming to ISKCON, if we are already disciplined, then when you are disciplined, you are not addicted to movies or you know, the four regulative principles. You don't break. You're already like very good family, and when that heart is fertile, that seed, when it is given, that love immediately awakens. When the seed is given, the seed is received, then Krishna gives inaugural offer. Everybody, when we come to ISKCON, we get some experience. The first time I heard Kirtan, I felt, oh my God, this is it, you know, this is it. I don't have to go anywhere. This is it. But then after some time, what happens? There is the seed and there is the weed. When the seed is trying to grow, all the weeds are also growing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, an intelligent gardener will water the seed and will take off the weed. We have to remove all our bad habits. Then that love will develop. We have to carefully protect this seed, because if you do not protect this seed, then the seed will die. Then we will go back. We could even become worse. Then the seed is completely gone. Then you are a shadow devotee. Then you cannot even be a real devotee. Gaur Govind Maharaj said, when you cry, when you chant, you should cry. If you are not crying, that means something is wrong. We are just so disturbed, we want to finish our rounds. Oh my God, another day, 16 rounds, you know, we have to finish, you know. So there is out of duty bound, oh, we have to chant. If we know it is good, but somehow that loving feeling, when the heart is clear means mind is clear. That love that is attracting us to do it, just like we have love for family, good life, money, or need, you know, we have a need. So this love, one of my godbrothers had a signature, bhakti comes from bhakti. So this, Tamal Krishna Maharaj gives a beautiful example. When this, in any ISKCON temple, we start with Govindam, Adi Purusham. So everybody looks at the same deity and you hear the same song. Some people look at the deity and like, oh, wonderful music, ISKCON temple, walk, atmosphere, very nice. Some people have tears in their eyes when they look at the deity. Some people are like, their heart is completely, you know, melted. So that is the quality. But some people, even after many years, you cannot look at the deity with such love and affection. Not, we can try to be affectionate, just like in very famous Prabhupada disciples, when they do kirtan, they first, how are you so enthusiastic? Somebody asked Vishnu Jayan Maharaj. He said, fake it till you make it. Of course, Rupa Goswami says one should do it enthusiastically. You know, then automatically it will come. Enthusiasm, sometimes one needs to be a little mad, you know, like, oh, it's there, you know, like full faith, without getting disturbed by other things. We can easily get depressed. So this love, it comes from, once you get the seed, one should refrain from Vaishnava aparad, one should refrain from getting angry, one should become peaceful, one should accept every situation as the Lord's special mercy. When my spiritual master, His Holiness Bhaktira Goswami, lost his leg, he did not say, Krishna, why did you do this? He said, okay, this is some, Krishna took away the leg. Maybe something worse was bound to happen. Only devotee can have. When we develop a mentality like that, then the affection is maintained. That love and affection is maintained. With love and full faith. What is the full faith? So full faith means that what happens is that when we come to the Lord with a certain motive, and when that motive And when that motive is not fulfilled, then we lose faith. Somebody comes to the Lord for something and with a desire, and that desire is not fulfilled, then he may not, that faith may break away. So one needs to keep the faith that Lord knows the best for me. Lord knows what is best for me, and we behave accordingly, just like a kid. The father knows what is the best for the child. I mean, a good father. The Lord is a good father. He says, I'm your father, so he's a good father. He already knows what is good for you. One should keep that faith that he knows what is good for me, and he's going to do what is good for me. I should not become an angry kid. I have to be a good kid. And I have to, with love and full faith, one should worship the lotus feet of the deity. No matter what happens, the Lord is doing the best for me. You know, this is what I deserved worse. The Lord has given me the best. And I keep the faith that whatever the Lord is doing is completely beneficial. Now, how to increase this faith and love? That is in the next verse. Srimad Bhagavat Tarhanam Aswado Rasikai Saha Sajati Yashaye Smigde Sado Sangha Svato Vare. So what does it say? That one should taste the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of pure devotees. And one should associate with the devotees who are more advanced than oneself, who are endowed with a similar type of affection for the Lord. So basically what it's saying is that here similar type of affection, you know, we should understand what it means. Now, first of all, I have to give one personal example that I experienced. I was reading the first canto when Arjuna goes to Dwarka and coming back. And I was reading like 2-3 days continuous, 7-8 hours. And I was sitting in my room, in my office, when I was in serving New Vrindavan. And I went to the DT room, the temple room, when I saw Krishna, immediately the thought came to my mind, oh, this is the same Krishna that was there during, he's the same, he's not different, he's the same Krishna who was with the Pandavas, whom Arjuna is talking about, is the same Krishna. So the reading of Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, I really understood the value. After that, of course, my reading was up and down until I really understood the meaning. But reading Srimad Bhagavatam really gives you that hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially from a devotee, see, when the mind is clear, you hear Srimad Bhagavatam, naturally the Bhagavatam itself penetrates. It is just like you are taking some paracetamol or some kind of pill, you know, for headache or something. You have to just take the pill will act. So similarly, Bhagavatam you have to just hear with attentiveness. Attentively you have to hear, you know, give your full attention with all enthusiasm. Give your full attention and the Bhagavatam will act on you. And what will it do when it acts on you? So it vidyate hridaya granthis. So our heart is all entangled with all kinds of feelings. When we see money, we get some feeling. When we see some movie, we get some feeling, some unfulfilled desire. When we see somebody with a nice Jaguar car, we get some feeling. So we are getting all kinds of feelings because of our lust, anger, greed, which is all entangled up from millions of births. All this dirt is like a mountain there. And when these material feelings are continuously going up and down, we are feeling envious, we are feeling happy, we are feeling like angry. Our temple management is not good. Even on spiritual platform, temple, we are all fighting with devotees. He's not my Guru Maharaj disciple. There's so many things. We are all entangled. But when you hear the Srimad Bhagavatam from the one whose heart is clear. Because one conditioned soul cannot liberate another conditioned soul. But at least one who is truly on the path, one is a genuine yogi. Genuine yogi means he has developed. I was looking at the qualities of a devotee while preparing for this class, and the first thing it states is fearlessness. Even in the midst of greatest grief, I was like, wow, fearlessness, even in the midst of greatest grief. So even in the midst of a grief, he is fearless, and that is the quality of a devotee. Somebody who loses everything but still gives faith in Krishna, like Prabhupada lost everything. His whole factory burnt up and everything. He was laughing. Oh, this is Krishna's special mercy. Krishna's special mercy. Krishna's special mercy. So, I'll give you an example. Once Srila Prabhupada was going around the Mayapur temple building continuously, and the devotees were walking with him. And Prabhupada was saying continuously, I am seeing, you are not seeing. I am seeing, you are not seeing. All devotees were puzzled. What is this? Prabhupada is saying, I am seeing, you are not seeing. In the end, they were like puzzled. What is Prabhupada saying? I am seeing, you are not seeing. And Prabhupada pointed out that the Prabhupada did not like any devotee, disciple wasting anything. So then he said, look, the bulb is on. The light bulb is on in the daytime. You don't need it. Why is it on? So basically, this is just one material example in general, but what the attitude, the intelligence to see things, that is important, because Krishna gives us intelligence. The one thing Krishna gives, the hallmark of a devotee, is he acts on the platform of intelligence. That's why make it very clear that bhakti yoga means buddhi yoga. Devotee means he should be intelligent. He cannot be a dumb devotee. He has to be intelligent. He has to be smart. Krishna has to give spiritual intelligence. No, intelligence means we think Ambani or Bill Gates or something. No, that is material intelligence. Once some Sanskrit scholars were going past some Vaishnava Acharya, I forget the name, I think Narottam Das Thakur or something, or Vamsi Das Babaji Maharaj, one of the two, and he had a servant. And this, all this servant was doing half the day, I think it was Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj. Narottam Das Thakur, yeah. Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj, yeah. So he had the servant had a pot. The devotee, Acharya, he had a pot. Anyway, it's one of the two Acharyas. So this servant the whole day was simply cleaning the pot. And all the Sanskrit scholars, they were looking at it and going, look, you are known as a big devotee, and all that your disciple is doing is half the day cleaning the pot, and that pot has two holes. So what benefit is he getting? So this Acharya remarked him that just through that two holes, he will go to Vaikuntha. He will go to Vaikuntha through that hole only. So intelligence means to see what is important for the soul. So what is important for the soul, for the progress of, for our spiritual development, what is more important? So Krishna sometimes may or may not protect our material wealth. May or may not protect your health. But definitely for a sincere devotee, Krishna protects his devotion. Even if you have forgotten, even if at one point you did some devotion, but you may forget, but Krishna will not forget. Once you do tell Krishna I am yours, you may forget, Krishna will not forget. You already sold out to me, no. Don't make any other plans, don't make any other drama, I'll take you off. So, Krishna, material nature can sometimes appear very harsh, just like Narada Muni, he was just a maid servant. He was the son of a maid servant. But in the end, he passed the test. What was the test? So his mother passed away. When his mother passed away, many people have seen, after their parents pass away or nearby ones, near ones pass away, they lose faith in God. But Narada Muni thought, this is Krishna's special plan. I have to go seek out his mercy. He did not see, only my mother, now who will take care of me? That is only helpless souls will do. Devotee means bold, bold and fearless. Okay, this is gone. Okay, fine. Now I am helpless. Now I am totally dependent on Krishna. That is the attitude of a devotee. So when the Pandavas lost due to Yudhishthira's mistake, they just surrendered to Krishna and took whatever punishment came their way and purified themselves. So, that is what is more important for us to understand, that the hallmark of a devotee, of a Bhagavat, is this intelligence. And there are many kinds of devotees also. Some devotees are very good. They are very good devotees, but somehow they are more secluded. You know, sometimes they are very outspoken, and they are, because it depends on the ashram and their kind of service that they do. And that's why in the second part of the verse it mentions that one should have the same affectionate mood, one should seek out. Some devotees you can just hear classes. There are some Maharajas who are very powerful in giving classes, very strong, very hitting. But sometimes when you go to take personal association, you know, like Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj, Vaishnava, whenever somebody would come, a married couple came to take blessings, and he said, Sarvanasha hoi jave. So the married couple was shocked, what? Sarvanasha hoi jave? This is what some Vaishnava blesses, Sarvanasha? That everything should be destroyed, yes. Because he went with a mood of like, let me enjoy my married life. Let me seek some sadhu's blessings. Everybody thinks by sadhu's blessings, all material wealth will come. He's like, no. You know, you have to get Krishna bhakti. You have to. So he was shocked. So, of course, Vaishnava, whatever he does, in the end, it is blessings. But sometimes, that is when you are associating with a pure devotee. But sometimes we, in our society also, we come across so many neophyte devotees who are either better than us, equal to us, or worse. So one should be intelligent to seek out. Intelligent means one should not be very calculative. One should be very humble, simple, and very eager to take association. Sometimes we may come across some bad experiences, but at the same time, if our heart is sincere, eventually Krishna will connect us to the right teacher. If we have duplicity, then Krishna is the biggest cheater. Then Krishna will hook us up with somebody, you know, because Krishna understands we have done, our heart is not sincere. Like my Guru Maharaj was telling in one Bhagavatam class, he said, either you come, give up everything and be Krishna can see everything. So why, who are you trying to cheat? Just be sincere to Krishna and he will, and he is looking at you all the time. He'll arrange. He was looking at Dhruva when he went to the forest alone. Dhruva was not alone. The Lord was in his heart. Lord is in everybody. He is looking at you. And he arranges immediately. Okay, Narada, you go. Immediately, WhatsApp message. Narada, immediately go. And Narada went. So if you are sincere, then Krishna will somehow connect. You don't have to be manipulated. You have to have a strong, like Rupa Goswami says, the heart should be greedy for spiritual progress. So you are very eager, but not crazy eager. Crazy eager means, oh, I just want to click photo with them. I just want to be in that kirtan. I just want to dance like that. Those are all crazy. You should become very serious. In the yoga schools, because I teach yoga very much. So in yoga schools, they speak, bhakti is sentiment. Sometimes it has to be, it's very difficult to explain because some people think, oh, bhakti means sentiment. You keep some deity, you worship, and eventually you merge. You become one. You know, it's just an object to merge. And it is just sentiment. And by this sentiment, one overwhelms. And that's what happens in Sahajiya groups. Bhakti means sentiment. If you go to Sahajiya groups, you should cry. You should cry. You should roll on the ground. You should try this, the fake it till you make it philosophy. But it's in the opposite way. There you are genuinely trying to. Prabhupada never said all these things. It says one should be enthusiastic, one should be enthusiastic, but not, one should not try to get these symptoms of ecstasy and all that. So that is something that Prabhupada did not emphasize. That's why Rupa Goswami is our acharya, because when once there was a kirtan and everybody is dancing crazy and Rupa Goswami is just standing there, and when one looked, somebody looked at the breath of Rupa Goswami, it was fire, means his feelings were all inside. So internal is more important. Internal transformation of development of qualities is more important than externally. In temples, we see sometimes there is a dance competition when the kirtans are going on. Everybody is smiling and this and that. Everybody is trying to outdance each other, yes. But at the same time, one should also try to absorb completely, not in the steps of the dance, but in the heart. That's what Prabhupada said. Keep it simple. Sometimes the dance becomes so complicated, then it becomes like a whole show. Prabhupada said, keep it simple and focus on chanting with your heart. Chanting completely with your heart fully open. Completely focused on the Lord. So the first thing one achieves by clearing in the yoga, if you see in Bhagavad Gita, 4, 5, 6 chapters are only meant for two things. Especially the yoga chapters are meant to cleanse. Cleanse the body, cleanse the nadis. Then your channels are clear. Thinking is clear. You are in sattva-guna. Only when one is in, like Krishna explains, right, in Bhagavad Gita, he says, ashantasya kutas sukham. When one is always disturbed, when one is always disturbed, and where is happiness, where is peace, where is focus? The first thing one has to achieve is concentrated mind. And when there is concentration of mind is achieved, then everything else becomes possible. But when the mind is not concentrated, mind is all over the place. And only by following the regulative principles, associating with somebody advanced than you, then what happens? Because this knowledge descends, something which is higher comes to you. If you associate with somebody who is always criticizing, then you go down. Because if you are higher, then you have to give association and you have to absorb that negativity. That is why sadhana means we are focusing on ourselves, we are taking time off, we are focusing on our chanting. Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to spend time manaram, read and meditate on it. Always take out time and think and meditate and give these things value, cultivation of mind, a lot of value. So one who is practicing Bhagavatam, one who has advanced, means the value and quality time that he is engaging his mind in Krishna consciousness. This will inspire us as well. Just like when somebody is depressed, when a mother, just by the face and just by when, if she is not happy about the child or something, just by her emotion, just by her way, she can express her emotion. So similarly, a devotee, when he is enthusiastic, that enthusiasm can be contagious. And with a similar type of affection. Now, one thing about ISKCON is our prema is Radha Krishna. So the same type of move, same type of worship, you know. So we have to be very sincere in our heart, then definitely Krishna will take us to the next level. And we have to be ready. If we have to be successful in our spiritual practices, Patanjali in the Yoga Sutras, he says that Satu Dirga Kala, one should be prepared to practice till the end of life. One should always remain humble, one should always remain a student. One should simply completely focus. And one should understand what one is practicing. One should be very clear, why are we doing this? Why are we drinking water? Why are we attending Mangal Aarti? What is the origin? Why are we doing it? One should be very curious. Whatever we are doing, we should become very curious to know. Sometimes we end up just singing songs, Samsara Dava, many, many years. People sing Samsara Dava. Like there are some devotees who are since 1970s. And they were cooking in a temple, and recently they came to know that, very funny, but they did not know that mustard should not be used on Ekadasi. Because we do this, or we should not do this, we should do this. No, we should, the goal behind it, we should understand. We should try to understand everything in the proper sense. So that is why hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, understanding Srimad Bhagavatam, develops a level of intelligence which is unparalleled. It gives you such deeper meanings. It gives you such deeper understanding. It awakens it's very difficult to reach the stage of spiritual intelligence. And the only way it can be done, this higher level of intelligence, is only awakened by the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is why it is a must. Any devotee who does not read Bhagavatam 45 minutes a day, 48 minutes, at least two ghatikas, 48 minutes a day. You know, Prabhupada has given us so much. If we do not read Srimad Bhagavatam thoroughly, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, before he preached, he read the Srimad Bhagavatam 108 times. I mean, he knows everything, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Yet, he read the Srimad Bhagavatam 108 times, Bhagavad Gita 108 times, Sikhan Charitam 108 times. And one should hear, first to get the overall essence, one should hear. Gauranga Prabhu gave a series of lectures when he was in Seattle. There is Gaur Krishna Maharaj on, what is that, ISKCON Desire Tree. If you go, there is full series in Hindi. You will be amazed at the depth that Srimad Bhagavatam has. And not only that, by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam in depth from a devotee, it hits your heart, it digs you, it drills into your heart. And natural bhakti is awakened. there is awakened. And then it says, one should congregationally chant the holy name of the Lord and reside in Vrindavana. Now, reside in Vrindavana means what? Not everybody goes to Vrindavan like once a month or something, once a year or something. And we are not eligible to live there. Everybody has jobs and everything. But one should make his surroundings into Vrindavan. One should have deities at home. What does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? Krishna tells his devotees, this is not from Bhagavad Gita, but it's a very famous verse. Nahim tishchami vaikunthe yogi nam radaya tada yatra gayanti mad bhakta tatta tishchami narada. That I am not residing in the heart of the yogis or in temples or in Vaikuntha, anywhere. Yatra gayanti mad bhakta, where my devotees are chanting my holy name. So whenever few devotees meet, instead of talking about temple politics, we simply start chanting the holy name. As every program begins and ends with kirtan, hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because our problems will never end. All the solutions, I was listening to recently to a very wonderful devotee, and he said, no matter what your problem in life is, there is already a parallel in Srimad Bhagavatam. Don't think your problem is unique and you are the first one to face it in this planet. No. Every problem has been discussed, past, present, future. Every problem has been discussed and the answer is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is also Nama Sankirtana, chanting of the holy name. And of course our kirtans, that everything that we hear. But if we simply do kirtans and listen to some nice, melodious kirtans all the time, we are just trying to listen. So that is also one kind of sense gratification. Because Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Lord says that one should be eager to understand the conclusion of the Shastras. Because even if one chants the holy name of the Lord, even without any tune, there should be water in your eyes. But we are eager to hear something in very nice tune. Because we are addicted to, of course, it's for the pleasure of the deities, everything, that standard, everything should be there. But somebody is not good singing. But he has devotion in his heart. That is most important. That singing is important, but at the same time what is more important is the devotion in the heart. So we should develop an interest to hear from such quality devotees who have developed this love and affection in their heart. So by hearing from such devotees, by congregationally chanting the holy name and worshipping the lotus feet of the deity with love and full faith. So these are all interconnected. One devotee said, we can simply hear Srimad Bhagavatam. But without Sri Murti Darshana, that is the problem. One devotee said, that is the problem with Muslims and Christians. No matter how much they talk about love of God, but because they do not have an opportunity to look at a loving form of the Lord, that's why they are so hard-hearted. They cannot explain the beauty of the Lord. They cannot relate to it. They cannot dive into it. You cannot. But a temple provides you an opportunity to chant the holy name and to do all this activity in a temple environment. The deities, when one's heart is filled with love and affection for the Lord, the deities will be non-different from the Lord. So without worshipping the deity, there is one of the two things that Brahmana must do every day. One is worship the deity, and second is to give charity. Charity means not donation. Charity means giving knowledge. So Brahmana must give knowledge. That is the hallmark of a Brahmana, that he is eager to give knowledge. So we should be eager to associate with. We should be respectful to all. Sometimes we may come and we may see in temple what happens, or because of some groups, or because of some situation, or because of some or the other reason, we may get into fight or dislike or something. But one should, no matter what, even a materialist or a spiritualist, Krishna feels even disturbed when a devotee becomes angry against even a materialist. So, one should be careful. One should be careful enough to not develop any ill feelings towards anybody. It's very difficult. But we should understand that when you perform devotion, when you are going to Vaikuntha, I imagine myself one day sitting and I am going to Vaikuntha. I thought I am really going to Vaikuntha, I am seeing Krishna with love. I cannot sit and complain to Krishna, I hate this guy, I love this guy, I don't like this guy, I don't like this, I don't like. I give up everything. Sarva dharman pratyajyamanikam charanam vraja. That is the attitude we should develop in them. At the point of that, no material feeling should be there. So why not start now? At least understand that, oh, that is how it should be. Ultimately, all these feelings should go. If you develop any one feeling of love or material love or hatred for anything in this planet, for anybody, some might even try to kill you. But even if you develop hatred towards that guy, then you still have to take birth, to take revenge. Just like Amba had to take another body of Shikhandi. After doing tapasya, she got a boon from Lord Shiva, and this life she cannot kill him, next life. So she was ready to give up her body, a nice body, and she became born as a eunuch, as a Shikhandi, to kill. So we should understand that any type of material feelings that are present, they stop our own spiritual growth. So therefore, one should cultivate this seed of bhakti. One should cultivate with these beautiful steps, congregational chanting, individual chanting, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from advanced devotees, and one should develop, one should worship the lotus feet of the Lord with love and faith. And one should be very careful with the deities and devotees. One should be very careful. Hare Krishna. So I will stop here. So any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, Guruji. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Very, very lovely verses. All the three verses were so beautiful. And your explanations and realizations were also extremely nice, especially the point on reading Srimad Bhagavatam. That was very, very, very filled with, personal realization, I should say. You could really feel how much you have actually, delved into Srimad Bhagavatam when you're sharing your realizations with us. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Very, very lovely class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhu. the way you are explaining was very nice, and especially about the hearing Bhagavatam and chanting, and how and you also were talking about how the attachments go when we really chant properly. All the points that you have mentioned was very, very nice, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. And the one more thing I really like, that, you know, when Krishna take out something or doesn't give us something, if we should see that, you know, that is Krishna making us closer to him. That point is really very nice. I really like the point.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, is anybody having any more questions or comments for Prabhuji?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Thank you very much for Nityananda class, and you inspiring us that we have to read Srila Prabhupada, Shishya Bhagavatam every day, Prabhuji. We will try minimum 15 to 20 minutes. Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. You are given a practical example that is also work. Hare Bol, Jai Shri Radha.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Very important to read every day. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Is there anybody have any more comments or questions for Prabhuji? Okay, if there are no more questions or comments from Prabhuji, we would like to end the call here. I would like to offer obeisances to Prabhuji and all the assembled devotees. Vancha Kalpa Taropyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrindaki Jai Nama Jai Jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.